Hall of Tones. At the moment of our creation, an eternity ago, each of us was given by our Creator our own unique mantra, a word or a series of syllables to which our equally unique spirit will resonate throughout our eternal lives. If you think of your spirit as an exquisite, handcrafted, one-of-a-kind musical instrument whose specific sound is yours and yours alone, the mantra you were given when your spirit was created is the tuning fork that keeps your soul in perfect pitch with the God who conceived it. Every one of our mantras starts with the word Om, a universally spiritual acknowledgement of affirmation and acceptance. Om is then most often followed by a tone made up of two syllables. My spirit guide, Francine, tells me that my mantra is Om Shareem. I was so hoping I would feel some flame of recognition deep in my ancient soul when she first said it. The truth is, I would have sworn on a mile-high stack of Bibles that I'd never heard it before. It might just be me. Or it might be that for most of us, the divine resonance of our mantras gets drowned out by the clamor of our noisy everyday lives on earth. On the other side, though, our mantras are as familiar and as singularly ours as our very identities, and we use them to keep our spirits in tune just as routinely as we keep our bodies in tune while we occupy them here. This isn't to imply that our souls are ever out of tune or as off-key as these silly, fallible bodies we're lugging around tend to get. Our spirits are always in sync and right on pitch with God when we're at home. It's simply our joy to keep them that way, by chanting our own unique mantra, that one sound that is no one else's but ours, our gift from God when He created us, and our gift to Him every time we utter it. And it's for the specific purpose of gathering to chant our special sacred mantras that we assemble whenever we care to in a beautiful building near the entrance to the other side, but set apart from the far more massive three white marble structures that greet us when we first arrive. It's called the Hall of Tones, and like all other houses of worship at home, it's constantly filled, constantly joyful, and constantly devoted to a celebration of our love for and genetic link to our father and mother. No matter when we arrive at the Hall of Tones, it's always filled, and yet there's always room for as many more spirits who arrive. And of even greater wonder is the fact that no matter what tone or pitch we choose for the chanting of our mantra, we find that our voice quickly blends with the others in that magnificent hall, whether there are 10 of us or 10,000, into perfect harmony. Individual sounds find and join each other over and over until a thrilling chord evolves, spirits in precise tune with each other and with God at the same time, the very definition of heaven.